The USDA Ag Statistics Service says as of December 2010, there were 3% fewer hogs and pigs in Wisconsin than at the same time the year before. Numbers have been on a steady decline for at least the last decade, from 610,000 pigs and hogs in 2000 to 340,000 last year, an over 40% drop. While pork producers have usually left the farm during hard times, a dramatic drop in sales came during the H1N1 scare last year. Producers say the media's use of the term swine flu turned consumers away. Wisconsin Pork Association's Tammy Vossen says those who remain in the business have a tough time expanding. She says such plans aren't greeted as warmly in this state as compared to neighboring states.
We still see an awful lot of opposition on the local level to pork producers expanding or bringing in new operations. So we're going to have to overcome that mindset of not in my backyard type of scenario.
Mike Gilster is a pork producer in La Crosse County. He says Wisconsin's dwindling hog and pig numbers have actually helped his business.
It used to be years ago, every dairy farmer had 15 or 20 sows, and now you have to go a long ways down the road to find somebody that's got pigs.
2011 is expected to bring record market prices for pork, due in part to low supply and high demand. But costs associated with raising pigs and hogs are expected to be at an all-time high as well. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.